Item number 12.
Item number 12, from the Director, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report providing an update on the courthouse fire recovery. This item was also considered by the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit. That committee took no action. An update will be provided to that committee in the December cycle. The item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Gentlemen, please.
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, I have with me to my right, Dennis Deacher, the Interim Director of Risk Management, and to my far right, Gary Wozak, Interim Director of Facilities. I am at your pleasure in terms of how comprehensive you want this update. I'm certainly sensitive to time. I have provided a fairly comprehensive update to the other two committees, and I'm certainly capable in wanting to provide that comprehensive update, but I'll take your lead, and if you want, just open it up for questions, but I'll take your direction. Thank you.
Well, I'm not on that committee, so I'd appreciate something, hearing something, sir. I'm not on the committees.
I don't certainly think. Understand
did
that.
Did you give an update to Judiciary last cycle?
Mr. Chair, we did, and I am more than happy and pleased to provide a comprehensive update.
Well, I mean, what, I shouldn't say last cycle, I should say this cycle.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, we gave an update to Judiciary last cycle. The only major update from that cycle is that we have in process about another $5 million in payments to the contractor, the restoration company.
So so $6 million plus another $5 million is what you're looking at?
Between $10 and $11 million, which at this point is expected to be fully reimbursed by the insurance carrier.
Thank you. Supervisors Schmidt and Stamper. Thank you, Director.
Thank you. Before I ask my question, I don't know to the extent. I mean, I was there a number of times in the first week, and I know you made an offer, Mr. Tyler, to the supervisors, maybe more than one time, but I remember Supervisor Haas and myself and Supervisor Alexander did come that, I don't know if anybody remembers that Sunday night you offered to people to come through, and I went through with Mr. Wozak, yourself, Ms. Esch, and then I want to compliment the people at the table right here, but who was the lady, the captain from the sheriff's office who was just there all the time also?
Mr. Chair, that's Major Burmeister,
right, Burmeister,
and thank you for pointing that out. We just don't give the sheriff, I don't give the sheriff enough credit for the good work that they've done around this.
Well, that was one time we saw it come together. That was gratifying to see. This was a terrible situation, obviously, and I remember going through and just take a moment, but we went through the halls. We went through all the courtrooms. I did not see, I mean, I heard the stories and saw some things where, you know, dust was piled up to here in our offices, and you know, this is a million square feet that had to be cleaned. That's, you know, bigger than the downtown
U.S. Bank
Wisconsin Center, or the whole building out there. So, I mean, this was mega work by a lot of people to get this up and running. As much as it is now, I still would like to use my coffee, which I haven't done for months. But anyway, that's my minor
thank
complaint.
You for that, Supervisor.
I'm still not using it either, and I have to go down and pay now coffee all the time. But and I sincerely do want to compliment all of you at the table. I know the and the major too, so hope you relay that too, because a number of times that I did come, I mean, I know this is just terrific hours that you had to spend. That was around the clock, people trying to get sleep, and I mean, we all saw the the horde, like bees, the workers and coming out with their gloves, it was an incredible amount of work that had to be done to get this place back and operating. And so my compliments to you and all the people that had to work on this. I sincerely mean that. The questions we have to ask, the one question I have, unfortunately, is you know, I know insurance is going to cover the great brunt of this. Do we have, and I wasn't, I'm no longer judiciary, so I didn't hear the report, but so I have some information here, and maybe this is forthcoming in the future a little bit too, but do you have an idea a little bit on costs other than those that would be covered by insurance, and, you know, where we would, is it, we have to get contingencies, or do we have a plan to kind of face that, and maybe just a minute update on where we are as far as eventually getting back to where we were. So that would be it.
Director Tyler or the other gentleman?
Yes, Mr. Chair and supervisors, we're happy to kind of give you kind of where we are, kind of an update in terms of where we are now and what's it look like on a going forward basis. One of the things that we're right in the middle of right now is what's called the cause and origin investigation. And that cause and origin investigation is driven by the insurance fund. Certainly we are part of that process. And are involved in that process, but many other parties are as well. And the objective there is to basically investigate and try to determine whether there, what the cause was and what the origin was of the fire. And I'll ask Dennis to elaborate on that a little bit more, because it's kind of, in a way, it's kind of an interesting process. They had a kickoff meeting several weeks ago on a Saturday morning, and that process began then. We've got another major follow-up meeting on December 7th where all of the interested parties get together. Our goal from a county perspective is to get all of the work completed within the courthouse so we can get our work done in terms of getting back to permanent power, and this kind of speaks to where are we on this. The work in the courthouse around cause and origin needs to be completed before we can remove all of that material. And actually that removal of that material is part of the cause and origin, but before that gets out, we can't bring in the new stuff. And all of that equipment is being manufactured as we speak, and we would hope that we'd be able to start bringing the new power equipment in to the facility, and I'm going to say late December and early January, and Dennis can correct me on that, but it'll be a fairly complex installation process of getting us to permanent power. So we are on temporary permanent power, but we need to get to permanent power, and that will take place during the course of the first quarter. In terms of potential expenses that might not be covered by the carrier, those expenses, again, I'm going to ask Dennis to clean up my comments on this, but first of all, the comptroller has set aside two distinct accounts for this. The first one is a courthouse infrastructure improvements capital account, and that's $2 million that's been set aside specifically for expenses potentially related to the fire but not covered by our boiler and machinery or property insurance. Nothing at this point has been drawn against that account. The other account is a courthouse major maintenance improvement account of $200,000. And that's been set up to cover costs related to maintenance items discovered as a result of the fire. Thus far, and I'll ask Gary to clarify if need be, thus far we've spent about $100,000 out of that account for cooling coils that need to be replaced in CJF. So I'm going to ask for Dennis to see if there's any cleanup that needs to be had in terms of my comments.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. And members of the committee. Don is pretty much spot on with his current report at this time. We have been very busy and diligent with engineering the replacement system, and so we have been moving forward quite a bit to the point where we have actually, if you want to call it so, begun reconstruction downstairs. The new ground rod system is being installed as we speak, and that is what I consider the beginning aspect of construction. However, again, there's a long way to go, but we're pushing as much as we can to safely but diligently work with our insurer, work with facilities management, and work in as many ways that we possibly can to expedite things. We believe that time is of the essence, and so now you're going to start seeing things moving along a little bit faster at this point in the process. At least that's where the direction is that we're heading right now.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I think one of the questions regarding a current update relates to perhaps parking for our employees that had the ability to park in the annex. You should know that we will be continuing to ask them to park at Brewery Park, Brewery Parking Garage, again, probably through sometime the first quarter, through the first quarter. I wish it were better than that, but that's the best that we can do at this point. And then those elected officials, including supervisors, that have access to the north side of the annex, we're going to ask for your patience. We're still going to be asking you to kind of go around because that 10th Street exit is or entrance is something that Dennis alluded to. We'll be doing a lot of work on. One final thing, observation. Supervisor, you mentioned all the good work, and there's a lot of people that were involved in this project, but I am so thankful that I've got these two lieutenants here working very, very hard on this project. It's just a beautiful match in terms of their capabilities and resources and what they did during this whole emergency process. So I thank you for that recognition, Supervisor.
Thank you, Director. Thank you, Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had a number of questions, but I'll keep it to a few. The 10th Street entrance, when is the expected open date of that entrance? I know there are several businesses on the ground floor that have been impacted because that entrance is closed and patrons have to take another route to get down there. And usually that traffic increases their revenue. So just asking about that entrance.
Supervisors, Chair and Supervisors, I would frame it sometime in the first quarter. I wish it were different, but until we get the old stuff out of there, the new stuff in, and get it all sealed off and permanent power in place, we're going to have to keep that entrance closed. Dennis, I don't know if there's anything that you'd like to add to that. Maybe you could say January 1st, but I'm kind of framing it first quarter.
Well, I will tell you that we are doing things to try and shorten that time frame. Each and every day, the things that we talk about, the things that we plan, the things that we do, it's all based on trying to get to that point sooner than later. And when Don says first quarter, you know, the issues are that we're kind of subject to when the stuff is manufactured, and when you combine that with the cause and origin process and all the things that need to go on in and around that area, you know, it's not as clear right now. As we get closer to December, we're going to know a lot more, and hopefully the steps that we're taking to cut the time are going to pay off. But believe me, between Gary and myself, we're doing as much as we possibly can to get that open back up, get the road open back up, back to normal business. That is on us every day when we work this. You know, that's first and foremost on our mind every day.
Okay. And last question, Mr. Chair, is are contracts that were made because of the emergency situation being referred to the Office of Community Business Development Partners to follow DB regulation? I understand with emergency contracts they don't have to, but it would be nice if some collaboration is still happening to engage disadvantaged businesses.
The Mr. Chairman and committee members, this is a property insurance claim, and you are correct. This is an emergency process, and we are incorporating along the way as many of our business partners as we can to accommodate that, and we are encouraging that along the way. However, the relationship you know, is more so with the insurance company, and it's an interesting process how we do this. The monies that we're using are actually the insurance company's monies, and so we want to do that in a way that is proper for the adjusting process. But we also want to make sure that we incorporate the valued things that we can, and we do along the way. And so it's not as direct a process as you might think, whereby through our A&E department we would go through that contract process. We are in an emergency situation every single day on this, and we have to move things forward in that fashion.
Who's the company we're going to chair with?
The Local Government Property Insurance Fund, and they are operated out of the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance for the state.
Chairman, Supervisors, just to add, Don mentioned that we have, out of the $200,000, approximately $100,000 for coils on the CGF building. That is being done through our normal T&M process, which is subject to the requirements of being scrutinized by and reviewed by DBE. And the company doing it, in fact, is a DBE company, so it's 100% on that instance. So when we're outside of the scope of what Dennis just mentioned, we're following the normal rules. There's not a lot of it, but we are when we run across it.
If there's documentation of any of those processes or DBE engagement, that would be important. I'd like to have that shared with the board.
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, the documentation that we get, since this is, I'm going to look to Dennis probably on this, but it's a contractor. Universal is the major general contractor, and they're really working, as Dennis alluded to, on behalf of the fund through the adjuster. That might be something that we could request of the fund, but again, I'm going to look to Dennis to see if we can get clarity on that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. When will you know everything that was lost?
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, I think if you're asking when will we know what the total cost will be, we'll know probably. I mean, you know, there's a lot of work that's yet to be done, so we just don't know what the total amount is going to be. So it'd be hard for me to predict what it is in terms of when will we know. Probably sometime in 2014, I would suspect we'd have a pretty good sense, because most of the work would be completed. You had also asked when would we know what? Can you clarify your question, please?
Yeah, sure. So you got the cause and origin. I'm interested in knowing the actual cause and origin, and you know, what all was lost and what all we have to recover. I mean, were any computer files and documents lost?
Well, Mr. Chair and Supervisors, the cause and origin, you know, the purpose of it is to try to identify what was lost, or what the cause, really what the cause was. We may never know, but that's what they're trying to find out, is whether they can find out. In terms of losses, we do know this, that we lost a great deal of our power source. That's what Dennis referred to in terms of the engineering that's going on and the replacement of that. Relative to any damage that was done in the perimeter of the fire, the good news is that it was highly contained, the fire itself, within side of the power supply. So there was no specific losses in that area. There was an awful lot of cleaning to do in the first four floors, and cleaning on floors 5 through 7. But as it relates to equipment losses and that sort of thing, there wasn't anything that I'm aware of that's significant in terms of losses, in terms of equipment or computer or data, that sort of thing. And Dennis, I don't know if there's anything, we don't know of anything that's been.
Okay. So when you say business continuity, what are you referring to? Just ongoing business?
That's correct.
County
so
business?
That's correct. County business, you know, the things that we do for the public and the things that we do as administrators on a day-to-day basis. That's business continuity. It was a disruption of the business, and how did we respond to that?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome, Supervisor. Any other comments, questions, concerns? Thank you very much. Item number 13, please.